Hi. My name is Jenny. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from insecurity. Hi, you guys. Before recovery in Christ, I searched for value, stability, and peace in all sorts of places. I exercised often and loved the feeling of achievement from a tough class. I organized and reorganized my home, constantly in search of the best furniture arrangement. I alphabetized my spice cabinet. I diligently checked my weight every day. If it was a pound too high, I was depressed. If it was just right, I felt satisfied. If my house was clean and I made it through my to-do list that day, I felt good about myself. If it was messy and I failed to get things done, I felt like a bad mom. I avoided unstructured social situations where I wouldn't know how to act or what to say. Instead, I found comfort and stability in having a role with expectations. I understood how to relate to people that way. Without a role to fulfill, I felt lost. I even avoided being early to events because I might end up in an unstructured conversation and not know what to say. It seemed that the only place where I found peace and joy was with my kids. They knew me, faults and all, and still loved me. With them, I felt totally comfortable. I was also desperate to find value, peace, and stability in marriage. My own parents divorced when I was very young, and by the time I entered second grade, my mom had moved away. This was characterized as a loving sacrifice on her part, but it didn't feel that way to me. It was very confusing to hear my mom say, "I love you," but she rarely called, and I only saw her twice a year. As I got older, I felt that I should be able to let it go. After all, it happened when I was 6 years old. Why in the world would it still bother me? But the reality was that the pain from our broken relationship felt new and different as my life changed. So it was like I needed to forgive her over and over again. I'll never forget becoming a mother myself and experiencing the overwhelming sense of love for my son and later my daughter, followed quickly by sorrow and confusion that my own mother abandoned me. I'm very grateful, however, that my dad embraced his role as a single parent. With him, I never felt like a burden. Having no idea what it meant to find my value in Christ, it's easy to see that I carried lots of baggage from my childhood into marriage. My pattern is to withdraw and internalize things that are said in anger. Therefore, we had a decade-long history of unhealthy conflict by repeating the cycle over and over without reaching a point of reconciliation in between. When we joined Watermark and a community group, my unhappiness became harder to hide. We completed Reengage, Watermark's marriage ministry, and the Lord helped us recognize our unhealthy communication patterns. Learning new ways to address conflict and breaking old habits is difficult, and these setbacks would leave me feeling even more defeated than before. I felt out of options, and I didn't know how to reconcile the pain I was experiencing with the truth that God loves me. It just didn't make sense. I found myself doubting God's goodness and wondering if he had forgotten about me. Wasn't I working at marriage and sticking with it like he wanted me to? Why wasn't he helping me? I tried to keep daily quiet time with the Lord in my day, but it was a struggle, and I felt guilty for having doubts about his character. I had been a believer in Christ for many years. This was basic stuff. God loves you. You can trust him. I would tell my kids these things with certainty, but to me, God felt distant and unconcerned. One morning in April 2017, I shared with my community group girls about how insecure I felt. My friend Rebecca looked at me and said, "We're going to Regen." We went together the following week. I remember sitting in that circle a little short of breath and with a racing heart, feeling like my struggles would look stupid and people would think I shouldn't be here. Anxiety and insecurity just seemed like stuff I should be able to handle better. Surprisingly, as each girl shared, almost everyone listed anxiety or insecurity as one of their struggles. Clearly, I was not alone in my need for support. In my step group, I was still fighting through lots of nerves, but I was ready for change, even if it was uncomfortable. Surprisingly, step one, admit, was easy. I was totally on board with admitting that I couldn't manage my sin. During groundwork, I had tried 24 hours of sobriety from insecurity, which confirmed that I struggle all day long, every day. When we got to step three, trust, I learned that although I had trusted Christ with my eternity, I wasn't trusting him with each day. No wonder I saw him as distant. No wonder I felt overwhelmed. I was marching through life largely on my own. Not that God wasn't there. Rather, I wasn't in the practice of relying on him. I was trying to find happiness in things like motherhood, marriage, and financial stability, none of which proved to be reliable sources. Honestly, when I finished step three, I was at a loss. Clearly, I needed to learn how to trust Christ daily, but I didn't know how. At the same time, I felt like he had taken away all my tools for feeling better about myself, like achievements or praise from other people. And this was a very humbling place to begin step four inventory. God opened my eyes to more painful truths about my life and especially my idols. I saw the same words popping up all over my inventory, a desire to feel safe and loved. This is totally normal, but I wanted my marriage, my husband, and my kids to fulfill that desire. I wanted my marriage to be okay more than I wanted my relationship with the Lord to be restored. Of course, that led to insecurity. I want people and circumstances to provide what only God can. Confessing all that stuff to the girls in my community group wasn't easy, but it brought us so much closer together, and they continue to have very helpful insight into my struggles. During step eight, forgive, I'll admit that I didn't want to forgive the people who hurt me because I felt they would repeat the same behaviors again, or harder yet, they wouldn't recognize how they had hurt me in the first place. I was reminded God doesn't want me using emotional distance to protect myself. He wants to be my refuge and my safe place. Other people will hurt me again because they're human, just like me, but he tells me to forgive them whether they change or not. I can trust Christ with those moments and seek his help to process conflict his way instead of avoiding it. In step nine amends, I practiced daily trust and letting go of outcomes because I truly didn't know how each conversation would go. The ones with my husband and kids went well, but the one with my mom was extremely awkward. However, it felt good to be faithful, and for the first time, I didn't feel responsible for her sadness. Instead, I left that conversation feeling overwhelmed with gratitude as I thought about all the loving people God had placed in my life. No, I didn't have my mom around, but God isn't limited by that. He gave me a loving dad and stepmother, a family of my own, and lots of godly women to help me grow in my faith and point me to Christ. Since completing Regen, the biggest change has occurred in my relationship with the Lord. I enjoy spending time with him again. I know that he's my source of stability and joy in life, not my circumstances and not my relationships. But this victory is very fragile. I still experience setbacks, and I often don't know how to address conflict. Regen didn't fix me or make my problems go away, and that's hard to accept sometimes. But the really cool part is that I don't need my life to be better for me to be okay. My life will continue to have ups and downs, but my Lord never changes. He's always there for me. He wants to hear all about the big and small stuff in my life. He doesn't need my performance or my good behavior. He loves me even when I mess up. Focusing on him makes it easier to handle whatever life throws at me. God is working at creating new patterns in our marriage as he reparents both of us through Regen. We have found that living in community and really letting them know you is a gift, and it becomes easier with time. At this point, I can't imagine going through life without them. They have been a tremendous help to us. We aren't cured, but we are better equipped to navigate life together because we're relying on Christ first and willing to be known and held accountable in community. My desires have started changing in small ways, too. I said yes to serving in Regen, something I thought I would never do, but it has been such a joy to watch the Lord at work in our group. I can't imagine missing out on that, and I always look forward to Monday nights with my girls. I have two main takeaways from my first year in Regen: learning to trust Christ daily and finding my value in Him. These may sound easy, but they take deliberate practice on my part. One way I do this is by asking myself, what does it look like to be faithful in this situation? That question reminds me to focus on doing my part and trusting Christ with the outcome. Another thing I do is maintain a collection of verses in my phone that I go to when I'm feeling insecure. One of my favorites is Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That verse reminds me that Christ knows all about my sins, past, present, and future, and He still chose to die for me. That's an incredible truth. Another verse I love is 1 John 3:1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. I go to these verses over and over again because my feelings aren't always reliable. I need help remembering what's real. But with Christ's support, I'm slowly internalizing that my value is in Him. He is renewing me with His word and with His people. He deserves all the credit for the change in my life. My name is Jenny. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from insecurity. To God be all the glory.